So, hello and welcome to Fridays with Daria on the Erica Glessing Show. I am beyond excited this week because we're going to talk about changing. And it's crazy. Daria and I were just, we do the pre-chat and we were just kind of talking about, hey, what could change? And I was thinking about, would I ever change my house? And then I was thinking, could I even have a better house? I have a great house. And then I was like, ah. And she said, well, let's talk about changing. So welcome, Daria Hansen. I love it. You're so in sync.
Hello, hello. Happy
How
to
is
be
your week?
here.
Yeah. So talk
It
about that. What does that mean? How can I change something if it's kind of locked in its little spot where I look around every day and I don't even hate it? I just, what else is possible?
Well, the thing is, change is such a tricky thing. Most of us are actually afraid of change. And I'm using the word afraid because that's how we identify that emotion. But even the science already has proven that fear and excitement has the same wavelength, and it's the same emotion. So whether you call it fear or you call it excitement, basically dictates how you proceed with that energy and whether you take an action on it or not. And fear, basically the description and the definition of fear is designed to stop you from getting what you would like and getting what you desire and hold you back in the position where you currently are at the status quo. So like for example, in the situation with the house, you look around, you go, I'm pretty happy with my house. It's really cool and awesome and it's been fulfilling everything I require. But I wonder if there's something better and greater available to me. And notice that energy that comes up when you wonder about that. It's
Oh,
what is it for you?
that's like a cue, because when I asked, then I see a different kitchen.
Yeah,
Oh,
and then you go sooner.
and there's a pool in the backyard.
And then ever suddenly, what's your first thought, emotion that comes up with that?
How the heck is that possible?
Exactly. And what kind of question is that? How the heck am I going to do
Yeah,
this?
actually, it was how the hell. I was trying to make it G-rated, but why
So
bother? It was kind of like okay, I keep, and oh my gosh, I forgot about the bathtub. There's this huge in my dream house. There's this huge jacuzzi tub that's just like beyond. It's so nice. And then in the backyard, there's a saltwater
and
pool.
the thing is,
Oh wow! Listen to that energy. Can you? Can
and
you?
Erica, it's like how many people can connect with that improvement of their lifestyle? Like, how many of us desire a notch better, a couple notch greater, like a different level of living? And then we go in that question that is not a question that you just mentioned, how the heck am I going to do this?
Yeah, because it's
Instead,
expensive and to live differently, and then what would that be like? And yeah, so then we go into this
exactly.
conclusion of wow, it's not really that bad. I should just, have this. Ugh.
Exactly. And
Ugh.
then you retrieve back to the status quo and in the maintenance of what you have, while always wishing for something greater and better, which slowly creeps up, and eventually you find yourself not liking your house anymore and losing the gratitude for it. Maybe not now, maybe in 10 years, 20 years, but what if you could avoid that and take the gratitude you have for your house right now as you go, wow, thank you so much. I have built a beautiful house. And then expand it into more by going, and what would it take to outcreate that? That's a question because it has no conclusion attached to it. And I'd say if anything's like, it's too expensive, I can't afford it right now, or any other points of view that are keeping you from asking for greater and better, just go, wow, interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Like, who said that I actually will always make only this much money the way I have been making my living for the last 5, 10, 20 years? What else is actually available to me?
Yeah.
And oh, you know, goodness. When you open up the door to that flood, the thing that surprises me over and over again, it never shows up the way you think it will. So you think you need to increase your revenue streams or your income, or you have to sell your house, buy maybe a smaller house, but with all that you desire right now to basically substitute the space for extra things. But what if universe could actually show you other ways too? You only can cognitize what's in front of you, what you have seen and how you have lived. But there is a whole world beyond that. So to get to that new world and to get to that possibility of change, you have to be in the question and not let any point of view about lack stop you. Keep wondering.
Whoa. That's really... It's such a good reminder. And it seems like in so many areas of my life, I'm willing to be expansive and let in new things. And then there's certain areas that seem like they lag. So this is a great reminder. What else is showing up for you to share with our beautiful audience today, Daria?
Well, the thing that you just mentioned, there's certain things that just lag behind. Are they things that we're comfortable with? That yes. We can live with. We choose change when we do not desire it. We are fed up. We're done. We can't do it anymore. Then we change like this on a dime.
True.
And things change. But the things we're comfortable with will lag behind. So that's what showed up for me this week. I saw in the last 7 days how I haven't been making a certain choice for the last 4 years. And that choice was available to me every single 10 seconds of every day that I've spent in the last 4 years thinking about making that choice and talking myself out of that choice and saying, no, you know, this can actually change differently. I don't have to be dramatically, be willing to do dramatic actions. And one day, universe slammed me last Friday, Thursday. And said, you know what, you're not going to actually come out of the situation unless you choose what you need to choose. So I gathered myself and went and I found an attorney online and went and saw him the next day and started the action because I couldn't do it anymore. And I didn't want to do the action and the legal because so many of us are afraid of changing our relationship with people who we cared for. And we keep trying to see the best in them. But what if the best in them is not the best that you see? So that choice was available to me 4 years ago. Now this choice is available still to me. I chose it. And you know what? That was the best $1,000 I've spent on a retainer in my entire life. I felt like I was not at the effect of anyone or anything anymore. And that peace for 4 years was holding me back from creating bigger, greater, and different. So you know, that, if you have something up, in your world.
Yeah, that brings up so much for me of that energy of tolerating what isn't completely broken versus saying, okay, what if I want to really change? That's the difference, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. Gosh, that's time went by so fast again. Daria, how do we reach you? How do we get more from you and connected with you and learn from you?
Come to my website. There are some yummy things coming up. www.dariahanson.com.
Woo! Can't wait. Bye.
Bye.